what's happening? How are you doing today? Thank you so much for being here. I am Chris, and this is Cool Cars with Chris. And on today's fantastic episode, let me tell you, we are heading back over to Willow Springs to have a conversation with Joey Moreno, and this episode is done in video format. So if you want to see everything that's happening right now, you can. You got to head over to our YouTube channel. It'll be on YouTube and Spotify, two video places. There you go. But if you're listening to this in an audio podcast, don't you worry. You keep on keeping on, because I love audio podcasting. It's what I do best. But just for this episode right here, it'll be in the video format. So you want to check that out. There is that. But talking to Joey Moreno about his new idea about doing the whole cars and coffee up in the Ventura area, the 805. You know, he's from that area and he's big into cars and coffee and making little cool little pop-up meetups. We're going to be talking about that on this episode. Plus, he bought himself a brand new 2026 Honda Civic Si. Now, those SIs are pretty cool right out of the box, you know, and they're pretty cool cars, I would say. But Joey didn't sit with that. He actually started modifying the car like right away, like right after he got the thing, which is kind of unheard of, really. We'll be talking about that, including that modifications. He's actually pushing the car up to 30 pounds of boost. Yeah, you heard that right. So we'll be talking about that. And this fantastic episode is brought to you by my company, Podtastic Audio. Hey, look, I make this look easy. It's probably like my 30th time recording this today. But you know what? You can make a podcast of your very own. It's not that difficult. I am here to help you out every single step of the way, from recording to production to marketing, all of that. You can do it all right through me at Podtastic Audio. If you want to get started, you can click a link down in the show notes of this episode. That'll get you started. Then we can work together and make your amazing podcast. And with that, let's roll. Cool. We are with Joey at Willow Springs. Joey, what brings you out here, man?
Hey, man. Some friends, definitely the cars. Came out here with Disassociated Motorsports. They're a small team growing up out of 805. They've been in the scene for a long time, so nice. The passion of the cars.
Where is 805?
805, Santa Maria, essentially, down to, I'd say, right there at the 405 almost, just outside of by Woodland Hills.
So okay.
Santa Barbara, Montecito, Camarillo, Santa
That's
Paula.
That's like North County. I mean, it's like North Cal, then, isn't it?
No, Southern. Yeah, right. Just right here past Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Going up the 101.
You love clumping all that.
Dude, everything above LA to me is North Cal.
Because I'm from Northern California. I'm always like, Chris, no, like, that's
I'm from San Diego. I used to think.
Central Coast, right? Yeah.
I used to think anything above the 8 freeway was North.
I hear you. I stayed below at least Southern County for most of my life, and then you know, at least meeting people with through cars got me up to Santa Barbara. You know, the cars and coffee up there, so pretty cool.
Yeah, man. So you have a cars and coffee. Where do you guys usually meet at, and who comes out to your cars and coffee?
Right now, cars and coffee 805. We're going, overall supporting the community. So there's specific cars and coffees: Ventura, Moore Park, Camarillo, Montecito, and they all have their own little spot, or not little spot, but area, you know, where they meet once a month. So right now we're doing more of the pop-up setup. So as much as we can to go out there and support the individual cars and coffees and show up and bring more of a following to enhance the experience of everyone. That's kind of the goal right now. So just pop up at least at the moment, and then hopefully a couple months out we'll look to plan an event somewhere in downtown Ventura. Hopefully is what we're looking to
do. Oh, nice. Okay. But you want to plan an event like that. Do you have to go through like permits or like ask the property, or how's it all work for that?
Yeah, from what I've been hearing, I have a few contacts within the city of Ventura that are super promoting of the community in that way. But downtown Ventura is closed to the traffic. So right now, Main Street in downtown Ventura is completely closed. It's pedestrian traffic only. So cars are not allowed in. So there's a potential that we can open up some of the streets and have cars park on Main Street since it's already set up that way. It's pretty easy to get that going. Nice. with the city. But yeah, just at least the permits, if you wanted to have alcohol, which I've heard, I'm not really about that. I promote the safe driving
experience.
Well,
cars and alcohol, they'll go together.
You know,
I don't think.
I was thinking about maybe like a your designated driver program, kind of promote them to drive. You know, if someone wants to have a drink, we'll let them drive your car out to the show and let them experience it. But never, no drinking and driving. Absolutely not. Yeah.
Right. So the car you have, you said you wrote down a Honda SI?
Yeah. Yeah. Started building a 2026 SI. I had
that's brand new, man.
Brand new.
That's like right off the thing.
Yeah.
No, take the wrapper right off the thing.
Right off the showroom floor. I think within about a week, I had everything on it that I wanted, at least for the most part, because I had some bad luck with the previous model. Same model SI, but a 2022. Head gasket blown. I had a couple car accidents. You know, it was just a cursed vehicle. I got this one. It's been great. But I did a full bolt-on with PRL, so that's a company that I really do enjoy to at least partner with as far as modifications on that. And Team Hondata, they support the module, so I can do any type of live tuning. And I use Fearable down in I think they're out of LA. I got to double check, but online they do the live tuning to get you where you need to be.
And how much power are you?
Yeah,
I got up for 270 conservatively at the wheel. Yeah, well at the wheel I'd say around a lower 260, 250s. With my computer laptop, I'm running right around 270 torque and horsepower. So off the floor, showroom floor, it's about a 220 conservatively.
Okay.
For the SI.
Okay.
So that's safely.
And those will come with turbos, do you?
The SI
comes with, okay.
Yeah, 1.5 liter.
It
does have the smaller motor, has the turbo on there. And initially, it'll boost around 18. I've been able to, with Fearable and Hondata, to get it to 29, 30 pounds of boost.
Whoa.
And that's internals.
No, I know we had this conversation because on the end, I peak at like 24, 25.
There you go. Okay.
But yeah, that's a lot of boost.
When you have it tuned just right, you know, and the tuner takes their time to make sure that they spec the power in the right way and the boost tables are appropriate,
You
can really get a good 20 more percent than you'd expect without having to really open up the motor and start digging in there. So
that's interesting.
Well,
down the road. All
so what would be peak for, you know, a little too much? What boost-wise on that car?
Boost on a Honda stock, if you're doing...
Stock internals.
Yeah, if you're doing stock internals, I'd say right around where I'm at, maybe another 20, 30 horsepower, 300. At that point, at least the head studs. Start working on the head gasket because that's the first thing to go on these guys. Mm. So we'll be able to at least push. When I finish the build, I'm hoping for 400.
400 horsepower, I think.
Yeah.
400.
It'll be 400 horsepower internals, hopefully, an E30, potentially E55 ethanol kit. But you got to do the internals right. Bigger turbo. It's set up that way. I built it from the ground up, so intercooler to exhaust, I'm good. Now I just got to start building from the motor inside.
Yeah.
And it's a 2026. It's brand new.
Yeah, I barely hit 10,000 miles, just barely.
Wow. You hear about these builds. You hear about modifications on cars that are like 10 years old, 5 years old, you know, 20 years old. But a car that's like yesterday, I don't know. I mean, it's
right. It didn't stay stock for more than a little while. I took it back
to sign some paperwork, and the whole team at Honda, Ocean Honda and Ventura came out and took pictures and said, like, now we're going to have you come over here and put some design on our cars because some of the dealers start to put their own mods on the SI.
Yeah, I've heard.
And
I've
they
heard
do
that,
PRL
yeah.
off the lot. They charge a lot more to do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah,
But they
yeah.
already have it
well,
on
Well, they put
there.
It all in financing to wrap it up. Yeah. It's like $10 more than your payment or whatever it is, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or whatever it is. It's a bit of a sleeper. Like, you know, people probably don't expect it.
True.
You know,
yeah, very
it's,
true.
It's the same with your car, too, is with the
well, it's got a little bit of the showiness a little bit. Like, it's loud. Like, just stock, it's loud.
These are making a name for themselves, what I've seen.
A little
least,
bit.
Yeah, at least on the Instagram and the socials. You know, the Honda.
But honestly, really I get excited for all of these, the Civic SIs, the Type Rs,
love
the
it.
Type S. Like,
but don't you ever wish that, like, you could, like, register your car in a different state and, like, do crazy mods that don't care?
I think you were
care.
Talking about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Possible, legal way of doing it. Of course, there's a residence somewhere, but, California is really cracking down and charging you with tax fraud and things like that.
Well, just that.
So,
yeah, we might.
Okay. All right, sure. Looks like we're getting called off. I'll move the white car out.
Okay. No worries.
Thank you guys so much.
No, good chatting right. for sure.